You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about Jesus. It's one of the most important subjects that are out there. He is the most misunderstood deity, Lord and Savior, that ever existed. His Father is misunderstood, but he is really misunderstood. We talked about in Exodus 13:18, specifically in verse 20, when Moses asked to see God, verse 20 says, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." And then he puts him in the cleft of the rock, and he walks past, and he sees his hind parts, and he says, "My face shall not be seen," in verse 23. So if this was the Father, this was El Elyon, the Most High God. So if no one can see his face and live, later on, it talks about how Moses spoke to God face to face, pele pe, literally nose to nose. Israel wrestled him all night long. Who was that? Who was it that was doing all of this? Let's take a look. Genesis 23:24. Who wrestled with Jacob all night long? Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Then he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he says, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Okay, so who was this God that he saw face to face when clearly he told Moses that no one can see his face and live? Exodus chapter 33, verse 9. "And it came to pass, Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of the cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshiped, each man in his tent door. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle." So who was this that Moses was speaking to face to face when not too awful long before this, God hit him in the cleft of the rock and he said no one could see his face and live, but here he is talking to him face to face. Let me cut to the chase. We'll talk about this more in the next show. This was Jesus. He was the God that was in the wilderness. He was, the Bible tells us, he was that rock. That rock was Christ. It was Jesus. Now, Christianity wants to think, oh, God the Father gave all of these harsh laws and thank goodness Jesus come along and did away with all of them. That's not true. It was Jesus that gave Moses these laws. They were not harsh. They were loving. You want to learn more about them? Here's where you go. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.